At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Moscow, the news from a Moscow court. This is following the Agence France Newswire. A Moscow court hit Russia's most prominent rights group, Memorial, with a second ban in as many days, despite an international outcry. Judge Kazakov ordered the dissolution of Memorial's Human Rights Center, which campaigns against contemporary rights abuses in Russia, at the request of prosecutors. Before, the country's Supreme Court had ordered the dissolution of Memorial International, the group's central structure, which chronicles Stalin-era purges and maintains the network's extensive archives in Moscow. I welcome Katrina Vandenhoevel, the editorial director and publisher of The Nation magazine. There is an article at The Nation right now I recommend, written by Finley Muratova. Supreme Court moves to shut down. It's about this same story. What is significant is that Finley Muratova's father is Dmitry Muratov, the Nobel Peace Prize co-laureate for 2021, someone who stood up for Memorial Human Rights Center and Memorial International. Katrina, you with your late husband, Steve Cohen, have visited Memorial, and Professor Cohen and I often spoke of it as a measure of the Putin era dealing with history, as a welcome relief from the presumption that the Russian Federation was afraid of its past, as the Soviet Union was afraid of its past. But here now, what is it that they've closed? What does it look like? Good evening to you, Katrina.
Good evening, John. Let me just begin. I'm looking at Steve's book, The Victims Return, Survivors of the Gulag After Stalin. You know, Memorial was founded in Moscow in 1988, and its history is that it's what it sounds like. In 1961, leader Khrushchev called for the building of a memorial to Stalin's victims of the Great Terror of Repression. And Memorial grew into a nationwide organization exposing mass executions, burial sites, and really was a kind of service organization. It lobbied Parliament, the Duma, for victims' rights. It sponsored commemorations. It produced studies of what had happened to so many innocent people. It worked to regain apartments for victims of the Gulag. So it evolved. It evolved. It was founded by Andrei Sakharov, but also with leading intellectuals, thinkers, activists. So it's evolved, John, to where we are today. Putin did preside over the building of the memorial. The memorial, finally, in 2017, Steve and I were there. It's very much in the center of Moscow, Andrei Sakharov Road. And that was part of its mission. But its other mission has evolved in the last decade or more to be a human rights organization, for example, monitoring, reporting on conditions in the two Chechen wars, monitoring conditions of torture, of rape in the Caucasus, in other parts of this former Soviet Union. So it's in that context that it plays a dual role. It's moved away in some ways from its documenting of the Stalinist era, though it sponsored wonderful oral history projects for high school children to document their family's lineage in the Stalin terror. So, you know, Putin, it's a myth that there is no debate about history in Putin's Russia. You have in many of the school curriculum excerpts from Alexander Solzhenitsyn's literature. You can go into any bookstore, certainly in Moscow, and find many pro-Stalinist and anti-Stalinist books. So there is a debate. There is no question, it seems to me, that the consensual history that Russia has at this point is World War II. There are deep anti-Stalinists and there are deep Stalinists or nationalists. And in that terrain, Finley Muratova's father runs Novaya Gazeta, which was largely responsible for his receiving that Peace Prize. And they run a series every few weeks called Pravda Gulaga Archives about the Gulag. So this is contested. This is a debate. And Memorial now is in the crosshairs of being named a foreign agent, which is despicable, also brings up the stigma of those years being called a foreign agent in the Stalinist era. And I think the fight will go on. It's not fully shut down. And sadly, and I'll stop, you know, some of this is, of course, the overarching Cold War period we're in, where you have in this country a revival of, I believe it was the 30s, the Foreign Agent Registration Act, which has been used against Russia Today. So that, you know, Russia Today has been shut down here, essentially. So it's, there's a bit of tit for tat, but Memorial is such an important part of the Gorbachev years, of the beginning of a democratization of the Soviet Union of Russia, that it is in many ways rightly receiving this coverage that you described.
You and Steve attended an unveiling event, as my memory, Katrina, of statue, a presentation of the victims of the Gulag. That remains in Moscow. That hasn't been removed. Is that correct?
Well, not only does it remain, but, you know, it was the there was a contest, to a competition, which the newspaper Novaya ran many, you know, pictures of the different models that were in play. And ironically, I think a Georgian sculptor won the competition. And it's a formidable monument, and it's central. It's right on the Ring Road, which is the center of Moscow. We did attend. Putin spoke, someone from the Russian Orthodox Church, and Vladimir Lukin, the human rights ambassador, someone who was a former, who had been involved in the founding of Memorial. So that was important, and that was, as I said, the founding, 1961, the request to build a memorial is what led the group in 1988 to take that name. So the memorial is there. And not only that, Steve was very involved with the founding of the State Gulag Museum, which is also very central and has had relations with Memorial. So there, too, it's complicated. This is not a simple Putin is Stalin, or that this is a Stalinist time. It is the case, I think, that the anti-Stalinists are set back on their heels. Glasnost, perestroika, Gorbachev's era was so much about retrieving the past and the crimes and the Stalinist repressions. That is, as I said now, there's, you know, a Stalinist wing. And if one had to describe it, it's kind of a statist, nationalist, sovereignty. And I think that's where it gets tricky.
The puzzle for me is that we're talking about two different court orders and two different organizations, all both with the name Memorial.
Yes.
There's the International, which is the archives, the history. There's the Rights Center. And that, according to the news, is linked to Navalny. Is that a possible explanation of that they're moving
to
shut
down Navalny?
Yes, it
is. It's what I've said. I said before, John, that there's been an evolution of Memorial. And I guess it's been kind of represented through these two different institutions. There is an archival memorial, a historic gathering, history gathering memorial, which may well survive. The human rights piece is, you know, they've not only monitored the wars, but Jehovah's Witnesses, Navalny. It is an active human rights organization. As Mary Dejevsky writes at the site, it's usrussiaaccord.com. She's a very good correspondent for The Independent as well. It's the foreign money. She does ask, she laments the Supreme Court decision, but she does wonder, where are those in Russia who could give to Memorial? Because it receives quite a bit of money from Germany, from foundations here. But why aren't the oligarchs, you know, I mean, these loaded people, you know, supporting something like this? That might be, you know, part of ensuring that Memorial survives. But at the moment, it is in the crosshairs of both the legal situation as defined by the Putin administration and this Cold War, which I continue to believe makes it more difficult for human rights, for dissidents, for those who speak out, to do so in an atmosphere of hostility and introduction of these kind of foreign agent laws.
Never more so than over the last 20 years right now, Katrina. It's very difficult to sort out what is a blow meant to be tactical because of the pending negotiations between NATO, the U.S., and Russia, and what is meant to be a refutation of the last 20 years of opening, 25 years, 30 years of opening up. We just passed the 30th anniversary.
That's right.
Of the end
but
of
I think
the
of
Soviet
Steve.
State.
I think of our life in Moscow beginning in 82 and being with people who had suffered in the Gulag and who really turned to Memorial in 1989 for assistance and how important that was. So it is it's very sad to witness, but it's a different time. And a dangerous time.
I recommend the article in The Nation magazine written by Finley Muratova, who has personal connection to this. Her father is a Nobel laureate.
And, that's right. And he has really, Novaya has played an important role in lobbying for the memorial and other.
And he remains at liberty. Katrina Vandenhoevel is the editorial director of The Nation magazine, as well as the publisher. I'm John Nash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.